Chapter 3. Chapter Books in the Sky. Mayor Buttersworth stacked the three novels in the launcher cradle. One was a detective story, one was a sea adventure, one was a history of decorative bridges that nobody remembered borrowing. Nutty stared at the stack. That is too many chapters for one launch.
Nonsense, said the mayor. They are cooperating.
They were not cooperating. Mama pulled the spring arm. Nutty counted down. Tony covered his head, just in case education became aggressive.
Foop.
Flip.
Flap.
The detective story flew toward the roof. The sea adventure spun sideways and landed in the fountain. The bridge book shot straight up, opened in the air, and rained bookmarks all over the square like very scholarly confetti. Miss Maple made a noise no librarian should ever have to make. The detective story missed the basket, bounced off the gutter, and landed in Mrs. Hedgehog's flower cart. The sea adventure floated in the fountain like it had always wanted to travel. And the bridge book drifted down onto General Nutbert's head, where it remained open at Chapter 7, Suspension Supports Through the Ages.
That feels educational, said Papa from the roof.
It feels wet, shouted Miss Maple, pointing at the fountain. Nutty scribbled furiously. Important data. Books do not all fly equally. Grandma folded her paws. A discovery for the ages. Then a little line formed by the launcher. The children of Nutville were now excited, very excited. They wanted to see books fly. They wanted to return every overdue title in the town. They wanted, for reasons no one could explain, to launch the dictionary. Miss Maple climbed down from the roof at once. Absolutely not the dictionary, she said. But by then, the library return demonstration had become an event. An event with bookmarks in the fountain and chapter books in the sky. Which was exactly when things became difficult to keep quiet.